Welcome to this edition of Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around St. Albans and from further afield. On Tuesday the 27th of March, we'll find out who will be this year's Mayor's Pride Environmental Champions. The three finalists are Food Smiles, the Food Waste Ninjas and St. Albans Girls' School Eco Council. Now, all have so much to inspire us with, so I got them all into the studio so you could hear what they've been up to and why they've been shortlisted for this prestigious award. First, let's hear from Janet Bruce from Food Smiles. Janet, thank you for joining me and congratulations on being a finalist at the Mayor's Pride Awards. So, for people who don't know, what is Food Smiles?
Food Smiles was started 4 years ago by just a small group of people, and now it's about 30, 35 people who come together each week to grow vegetables on an organic farm in Harpenden, and we share the produce.
Excellent.
In a nutshell.
So it's like you're all sort of working like on an allotment together, making food for you to eat.
Absolutely, yeah. Basically. And it's so much more fun than just doing it on your own.
Okay, so
really
so
nice.
Yes, so you know, there might be people with allotments, but if you're doing it, I suppose, you know, you can chat and things like that and share experiences. I don't know what.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I consider myself, even after I've been a member 3 years, a novice, and I'm always wanting to ask people what to do, because so it gives people confidence. There's people there that have had allotments for 20 odd years, so they're always willing to pass on knowledge.
Oh, that's really good. So a mixture
together.
Of people with food growing experience and being able to sort of share that with other members. That's a really good point. So why do you think that local food growing is such a good thing?
I think people are becoming more and more aware of food miles and trying to minimise those, as well as pesticides, and we grow in an organic way. And we try and keep everything as sustainable as possible.
Yeah.
I think more and more people are getting aware of it. So, you know, we're there, where it's happening.
I suppose there's been a lot about food waste, hasn't there? And I assume if you've grown the food yourself, you're not going to waste that, are you?
No, we try very hard not to. And if inevitably something does happen, it will go on the compost heap. So at least it's recycled from that point of view.
Yeah, so lots of really good things there. Now, allotments and the grow your own thing, it's been popular before. Do you think that the current enthusiasm for this is more than a passing trend?
I think it will continue. I think people, again, it's just down to this awareness, and people are willing to put the effort in, and it keeps coming up on the health reports as well about how useful it is to go out doing your gardening, just from the exercise and the fresh air and everything else.
Yeah.
So it has sort of lots of qualities aside from the food.
That's true, actually. We hadn't even touched on that. That's right, isn't it? It's just a really healthy thing to do, full stop. So people listening, inspired to grow your own food, when's a good time to start?
Well, we're right there. It's spring and we've been waiting for this.
Yes.
Couldn't come quick enough for us. So we're just literally today been sowing onions and tomatoes, chilies, aubergines, some of which are going out to the people's members' homes so that we can keep them at a warm temperature.
Okay.
So I've got 6 pots of tomatoes to put in my lounge and keep those watered and warm.
Interesting houseplants,
yes. Yeah, absolutely. Not the most attractive, but there we go. Means to an end.
So if somebody was just starting out and thinking, okay, then I'd like to grow something, just give them a couple of things that are reasonably easy that we could grow, for instance, in a patio pot or something at home.
I think I would go for tomatoes and chilies because they're quite interesting, very usable. They're good starters. You just need to be willing to keep watering. That's the main commitment, really, for those.
Yes, indeed. And they give you a lovely long crop, so you can be having wonderful fresh tomatoes throughout the whole of the summer.
Yep.
What a great thought, hey. Janet, thank you very much indeed for joining me.
Thanks a lot.
And I was talking there to Janet Bruce from Food Smiles. Oh, wouldn't it be great if everyone in St Albans grew their own tomatoes this year? You don't even need a garden, just on a patio pot in a sunny place. And you don't have to buy the seeds either. You can buy a plant and just grow it from there. So a bit of inspiration for you. So still on food, but from a very different angle. Next up, we have Heather, Sabrina and Ruby from Food Waste Ninjas, who visit schools to help them reduce food waste. So I've got here the three Food Waste Ninja senseis. Is that the right word that I've got? Do you want to just run through your names?
Yes, my name is Sabrina Henry, and I run the nutrition workshops. We take a creative approach and mainly learn about food groups.
My name's Heather Foster, and I take the economic workshop, teaching children the value of wasting food equals money.
And my name is Ruby. I teach about food and environment, the environmental impact of food waste.
Excellent. So that's the Food Waste Ninja team. So why were you concerned about food waste in particular? There's lots of environmental problems out there. Why food waste in particular? Ruby, would you like to take that?
Mainly because the food waste is directly correlated to the environmental impact, A being the waste that goes to the landfill. It's only now, I think, our St Albans Council has started distributing caddy bins, and we put the food in the right bin, and that goes to recycling. But in many councils that I've heard, that it goes straight to the landfill, and that it creates a methane gas, and that's the main reason for the global warming gases. And the climate change as well.
Okay, so it's a big problem then,
yes.
Isn't it?
Yes.
So, Sabrina, I mean, it's obviously a big problem. It's often obviously important, but just because of that doesn't necessarily mean that kids are going to engage with it. How do you get the kids to engage? How do you make it fun?
The way that we make it fun is by delivering a relaxed workshop day. Obviously, the whole food waste ninja concept does add an element of fun as well. So we don't really want to be telling anybody off or you know, coming across as lecturing people. It's more about learning some fun facts and being able to apply those into our daily choices. So, for example, during the nutrition workshops, we speak briefly about nutrition, but it's mainly about food groups. And we look at different food groups and why we need to eat different food groups, and the fact that they keep us healthy on a whole. And we then do some creative work, designing our own Eat Well plates and also designing posters. And we include some fun facts. There's lots of drawing and lots of colour. And it's really just having a little think about the bigger picture.
Yeah, I liked you were telling me about the vitamins won't make the bin grow taller. Explain that.
Oh, yeah, so we do have some little captions as well. So one of my captions is, if we throw our food in the bin, will it help the bin grow taller? Smarter or keep the bin healthy? And
yes.
The answer to those questions is always a very loud no from the children.
That does yeah. Sound like a lot of fun, actually.
And then we all have a little laugh about it, and then I ask the children whether you know, if they eat their food, will it help them to grow taller? And they always say yes, and help them to be healthy.
Yep.
And they always say yes. And you know, there are little things that actually the children already know themselves, and they come up with some brilliant ideas. There was one year six child that put his hand up once and said, can all the food be composted or fed to the pigs?
Okay.
And I said, let's hope so. Yeah. You know, maybe one day we could have a system in place where the food from schools goes to be composted,
yeah.
Just like from our homes. I know that probably does happen in some places.
But not all of them.
But not all of them, and it could be costly.
Yeah, indeed. Heather, do you think, just from your experience with the project, are school children concerned about the environment? Are they concerned about issues like food waste?
Yes, I think they are, and I think we try to make it as realistic and possible that they can actually do something themselves to get them thinking about it and engage in you know, reducing food waste, and hopefully they'll take that message home as well and feed it into families at home.
Yeah. So, presumably, Ruby, you feel that the project has made a real difference?
Oh, absolutely, yes. I do get some children, after once I've done the workshop, come to me and really like putting their hand in their heart saying like, thank you very much for coming and delivering this project.
Yeah.
And I think, and yes, there are some group of children who are particularly concerned about the environment. One of the things that I show in my video is about the animal and the meat industry. And that is something very new to them. The farts from the cow always makes them giggle.
Yes.
And I said that adds to the methane gas and how much land we are destroying to grow the food for these animals. And then when you throw that meat away,
yeah.
If you don't eat it, then that's a lot of land wasted,
yeah.
And the food wasted. So I think they are getting this whole new concept as well, not just the food that they eat, but there are other elements that add to the food waste.
Yeah.
And yes, I think it is making a difference.
Yeah. So Heather, you have grant funding for this project, but it sounds to me like it's more than just a job.
Yes, we've all got on board with it. We have regular meetings to decide what we're doing, and we enjoy it. We enjoy doing it. We enjoy delivering the workshops and seeing the children's reactions.
Yeah. So if other people have an idea, perhaps to help with a problem they feel passionate about, what would you say to them, Ruby?
First of all, well, with this project, what I did was I had this idea and I had to go and do it. So I just went and did a pilot run in one of the schools. So the first step would be, like, if you are passionate about something, there's no harm in going and delivering a small project, seeing the reaction. Yeah. And then the other thing is, if you are so passionate about it, go and find. There might be other groups who are passionate about the same project as you. You can always liaise together and then work together. So
excellent. That's a good message then. There's actions that you can take. Brilliant. Well, Food Waste Ninjas, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
That was Ruby, Heather and Sabrina from Food Waste Ninjas, and they were an inspiring bunch as well, weren't they? And the third of our inspiring groups this evening are St Albans Girls' School Eco Council. I spoke to Emma and Isabel. So here with me I've got two members of the St Albans Girls' School Eco Council. Thank you very much for joining me. So what are your names?
My name's Emma.
And my name's Isabel.
Emma and Isabel, thank you for coming in. So tell us the kind of things that the Stags Eco Council does. Shall we start with you, Emma?
Well, we have lots of fun ideas on how we can save the environment, and lots of people help out even if they're not part of the Eco Council.
Okay. So Isabel, what kind of things do you do? Can you think of some things that you did last year?
We did a garden competition between the Year 7 and 8 forms where each form had to take care of a garden of their own, and we had to treat it, give it sunlight, water it, and things like that.
That sounds fantastic. And it sounds like you could actually learn quite a lot from that as well. Do you think people did?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. And did they enjoy gardening?
It is lots of fun, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Emma, can you think of something else that you've done?
Well, a few girls went on a trip tree planting to replace all the paper that gets used to make our planners.
To make your plans. So this is your like school diary thing that you have?
Yeah.
Okay, made out of lots of paper. So that's a great idea as well. And how about your switch off event? Can you tell us a little bit about that, Emma?
Well, lots of us went around to the classrooms and we had a look at what were left, what electrical appliances were left on and what were turned off. And if they were on, we would turn them off and we would take a tally and see who had the best eco-saving ideas.
Right, OK. So you're not just about changing things. You're actually surveying and looking and seeing what the problems are. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, wonderful. Isabel, can you tell us about... You've got some competitions that are going to take place next term. What are those? They were growing competitions.
Yes, the Year 9s are doing chilli planting competitions, and the Year 7 and 8s are doing sunflower planting. So that works by seeing which form has the highest sunflowers.
That sounds great. Now, I want to know, who decided that one of the forms was going to grow chilli plants? That doesn't seem like the obvious thing to me. Whose idea was that, Isabel?
I don't actually know.
Well, it sounds like a great plan anyway. I think they were nice, useful things, weren't they, to pop in spicy food at home. So, Emma, what motivates you to want to spend time making your school more sustainable? I mean, the projects that you said obviously take quite a lot of work.
Well, it's just really fun and everyone's always helping, and you know that it's making a difference even if it's not that big.
Yeah, OK. And is that the same for you, Isabel?
Yes.
Yeah, OK. And what kind of reaction do you get from other people? What reaction do you get from other girls at Stags, Emma?
Well, most of the time they're good, but sometimes they're a little bit negative.
Are you able to deal with that?
Yeah, we have to show them how fun, like, actually being on Eco Council is.
Right. Okay, so it's rather than just telling them that they have to do things, instead you persuade them that it's a fun thing to do. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And how about you, Isabel? What kind of reaction do you get from your parents or your brothers and sisters at home?
So I think our family are quite enthusiastic about being eco-friendly. My sisters are also quite eco-friendly. We have a sort of routine that We have different recycling boxes, and we each take it in our turns to empty them out. And we always make sure that lights are switched off when they're not in use.
Okay, so you get lots of support from home, which is fantastic. Now, it's been reported that after Blue Planet 2, more people are becoming environmentally friendly. Have you found this at your school, Emma?
Yeah, the Key Stage 5 Green Leaders have been leading lots of activities about this, and it's been really improving our school.
So they've been using all the ideas in Blue Planet 2 to learn about sustainability. Am I understanding that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Now, Isabel, is the future of the planet something that you worry about? Does it concern you?
Yes, I am quite concerned that our planet is under threat, and I'm glad to be part of a school community that understand this and want to help make differences to help this out.
Okay. Emma, do you find that working on the Eco Council makes you feel like you're doing something positive to help the planet rather than just worrying about it?
Yeah, because, like, everyone knows what they're doing, and it's really reassuring to see everyone all working together to make the environment better.
Yeah. So if there's other young people out there who are worried about the environment, would you recommend joining together in something like the Eco Council, Isabel?
Yes, indeed. I believe that this is a very good thing we're doing. And though there's some negative attitude to some people, we've inspired them. And definitely after Blue Planet, I mean, at our home, we've tried to cut down on as much plastic as possible, like not using straws. So, yeah.
Yeah. So there's lots to be positive about as well.
Yeah.
Emma and Isabel, thank you very much indeed. Oh, and I don't know about you, but I'm glad that I don't have to choose between those three. It was such a pleasure talking to all three of them, and they'd all of them make deserving recipients of the Mayor's Pride Environmental Champion Awards. And you can find out who the winner is on it's Good Friday, that's right, at 6 o'clock on Radio Verulam 92.6 FM. Now, you'll have found your Sustainable St Albans Week flyer with your council tax bill, and next week we'll start to hear from some of the groups organising events for the week to give you a taste of what you've got to look forward to. Now, I'll be back at the same time next week, and until then, thank you for listening.